Let's tell some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun trophy that I have in my hand.
Oh, she's
and
majestic.
Yes. Losers go first. I think that was me. Are you ready?
I think that is you.
All right. Kelly, why is love like a deck of cards?
Why is love like a deck of cards?
Starts with hearts and diamonds, ends with clubs and spades.
That sounds a little deathy.
A little deathy, sure.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What did the salt say to the pepper on Valentine's Day?
What?
Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. You get it?
I don't, but okay. Moving forward.
All right.
What did the husband duck think about his new wife's lingerie?
Duck lingerie? I don't know.
It was very seductive.
Wow.
Yeah, getting some of these bad ones out first.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why didn't the skeleton want to send any Valentine's Day cards?
Why?
His heart wasn't in it.
Oh.
Didn't have one.
Kelly, I've been taking these pills I bought online.
Okay.
It's supposed to make you live forever.
Really?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Great.
Raw dogging them, too.
Yeah. We learned that the other day. Male enhancement pills. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Could the makers of avocados come up with a different toy to put inside? I've got 50 wooden balls already.
Ah, that's true. They're fun to play with, though. I love playing with them.
Yep.
Kelly, you know anyone who got their Rolex watch stolen?
I don't.
Hmm. Well, anyways, hope they find it. It's 8:48, by the way.
Good note.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
This is from Marsha. What do you call two octopuses who look exactly the same?
What?
Identical.
Okay. And tell Marsha to keep her jokes.
Oh, sir.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
You know, to spice up our love life. Not yours and mine.
I was going to say that already.
You know, Kelly, to spice up our love life, my wife and I decided to go on a date night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was going great until she said she doesn't get with guys on the first date.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, good for her, though.
What?
Good for her.
What do you mean, good for her?
She's, you know, got standards and morals.
Standards and morals?
Hey, Ben.
Okay.
A string walks into the bar and the bartender goes, sorry, we don't serve strings here.
Okay.
String walks out all sad and defeated.
Yeah.
Then he's got a great idea.
Okay.
He ties himself in a bow, cuts off his ends, and looks all pretty and struts back into the bar. Bartender looks at him and goes, hey, aren't you that string that I turned away before?
Yeah.
And the string goes, nope, I'm afraid not.
Oh, K-N-O-T. Wow.
Right? Story jokes.
Can't wait for more of those. You know, Kelly, my wife was devastated.
Yeah.
When she found out the reason why my nickname is the Love Machine.
I'm sorry. Can we pause? Your nickname is the Love Machine?
Yeah, and she was devastated when she found out why.
Why?
I'm terrible at tennis.
Got it.
Love means zero in tennis.
I got it.
Okay, yeah.
I got
love
it.
Love means zero.
I got it. Hey, Ben.
What?
Man walks into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And it's empty. It's just him and the bartender. He sits down and orders a drink.
Okay.
He hears someone whisper, psst, I like your tie.
Mm.
Man looks around. Doesn't see anyone.
Okay.
Psst, that color looks nice on you. Mm-hmm. He asks the bartender, excuse me, are you speaking to me? The bartender rolls his eyes and says, no. Sorry about that. It's the peanuts. They're complimentary.
Oh, the peanuts are complimentary. Kelly, my wife asked me why I didn't buy her flowers for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't know she sold flowers.
If Fun fact. Fun fact. Hey, Ben. That awkward moment when you're running and your boobs are bouncing all over the place and you're a 55-year-old guy?
Oh. Guess that's better than other things flopping around all over the place.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Kelly, I got in trouble one time when my teacher asked her students to use the word harassment in a sentence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said I met this beautiful girl one day and harass meant a lot to me. I don't know why. I don't know why I got in trouble.
That feels like that could be true.
I don't know.
That feels like that could have really happened.
I don't know why that. I don't know why
that felt too real.
I don't know why I got in trouble. All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose here on 99.7 DJX.
You said it with such conviction.
I felt that. I felt that.
I felt that too.